And now here is eBible Fellowship's Chris McCann being interviewed by host Valder Beebe of The Valder Beebe Show, Dallas, Texas, a broadcast from February 24th, 2015.
Good day, Chris McCann. Thank you for joining me here live in Dallas, Texas on The Valder Beebe Show.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I wanted to talk with you because you have a very interesting topic. I want to let my listening audience know that I'm talking to Chris McCann. He's the president of eBible Fellowship Ministry. Chris, I saw, a point in your pitch that you know the actual day the world will end.
Well, we have been studying the Bible's information. And the Bible, if you're going to discover, or if God is going to reveal information about the end of the world, he'll do it through the Bible because that's his book. And he says in the Bible that he has declared the end from the beginning. And the Bible is a book of his declarations. So that means that within the pages of the Bible, God has declared the end. And as he said to Daniel the prophet, after giving him much end-time information, he told Daniel, seal up the word until the time of the end, and then knowledge shall be increased. And you can read that Daniel 12, verse 4. And the implication is, at the time of the end, God will open up his book, the Bible, to reveal further information concerning his times and seasons, which would include information concerning the Great Tribulation and the end of the world.
Okay, so we say there are a lot of signs that you can go back to Revelations in the different books. You can look at Daniel, as you said. You can look at the book of John. You can look at Revelations and see those signs. But where did you get the date from?
Well, within the Bible, in the earlier chapters of Genesis, there are genealogies. And when we study carefully those genealogies, we find that God has placed a biblical calendar of history in the pages of the Bible. And when that calendar is laid out, we find that God does not do things randomly or in a haphazard way, but he does things very precisely, very exactly. And from one key biblical event to another, there is a time path that is very exact. For instance, the world was created, according to the biblical calendar that's found in the Bible, in 11,013 B.C. And from that date of creation, if we go to the flood, we find the flood took place in 4990 B.C., which was 6,023 years. And the number 23 is a number that identifies with tribulation. So the world reached 6,000, the fullness of 6,000, and then there was a 23-year period of tribulation. And from the flood to the cross, 4990 B.C. until 33 A.D. was 5,023 years. So again, the fullness of the number, 5,000 plus 23. From creation, we find to 1988, 11,013 B.C. to 1988 is 13,000 years. And if you go 23 years, you come to 2011. And this is one of the reasons why May 21, 2011 was so significant. It was 13,023 years from creation. And following that pattern would indicate the year of a judgment. And that's what God did on May 21, 2011. He brought the world into a period of spiritual judgment. That is, he shut the door of heaven on that day that he had his people proclaim to all the world would be judgment day. And we have been living in the day of judgment ever since. And as we've continued to search the Bible, we've discovered that the likely duration for Judgment Day will be 1,600 days. 1,600 breaks down to 40 times 40. It comes from Revelation 14, verse 20, where the Lord speaks of trotting the winepress and the blood spills out by the space of 1,600 furlongs. And on the 1600th day, it would be October 7th, 2015, and that is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is one of the three main Hebrew feasts that God gave the Jews in the Old Testament, in which he is spiritually fulfilling according to his gospel program. But what I mean is the three main feasts. The first was Passover, the second was Pentecost, or first fruits, and the third was Tabernacles. And God spiritually fulfilled the feast of Passover when Jesus was on the cross. That's why he was called the Lamb of God, because the Passover lamb typified Christ. Well, at the very time of the Passover, Jesus was dying. And then 50 days later, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, the second main feast. So the spiritual fulfillment of Pentecost was observed with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. But the third feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, or Ingathering, is said to come in the end of the year. And when we search the Bible, we find that that particular feast will have its spiritual fulfillment at the end of the world. And that's why October 7th, 2015, being the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, is very important.
Okay, so you're making this independent prediction. Tell me, what gives you the insight in this century, the 21st century, to be able to have the ability to obviously decode these paralytic, because everything in the Bible is parables. What gives you the insight to be able to understand this?
Well, it's not just me individually. God, again, referring back to that verse in Daniel 12, told him, seal up the word until the time of the end. And when we reached that 13,000th year, you know, people have some uncanny fear of the number 13, maybe for good reason, because in 1988, it was the 13,000th year of Earth history and the time God took the seals off of his word. So what that means is that believers in past generations, faithful people, faithful theologians who went to the Bible, the information regarding the end was always closed to them because they didn't live at that time. But now when God's people go to the Bible, which is where God has declared the end from the beginning, they're searching the Bible just the same as people from past generations, but the difference is the time.
Okay.
See, now we're living at a time when Israel's become a nation again after nearly 2,000 years of being scattered.
Chris, I've got to interrupt you because we've got to wrap this up. I only have a certain amount of time with you. But this is fascinating. And where can my audience find out more from you? I'm sure everybody's going to want to know you since, you know, October 7, 2015 is the end of the world.
Well, Valder, we're the Electronic Bible Fellowship, and you can visit our website, ebiblefellowship.com. We also have a big presence on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, or you can find us on Twitter.
This has been a fascinating conversation, Chris McCann. And thank you so much, President of eBible Fellowship Ministry, for talking about that particular date. I find it fascinating.
Well, thank you, Velder. Thank you for having me on.